It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. It is senior night for the swim team, and we just had the little introduction ceremony for our seniors, and we'll kind of go over those with you right after we talk a little bit about the JV game. Indians lost that game in the first quarter. It was 7-2, Wapakoneta leading our Indians, and then in the second quarter, 22-16, six-point deficit for our Indians. And the same in the third quarter. Each team scored 6 points in the third quarter. And Wapakoneta led 28-22. And then Wapakoneta outscored us 17-3 in the fourth quarter to come away with a 45-25 victory. And congratulations to their JV coach, Abby Dellinger. Abby Niekamp Dellinger is the JV coach for the Wapakoneta JV Lady Redskins, and she comes away with a victory tonight. So for the seniors on the swim team, Tegan Fortkamp, daughter of Brian and Susie, she's been a member of the swim and volleyball teams, as well as the National Honor Society, Student Council, Art Club, FBLA, Spanish Club, and she holds school records in the 50 freestyle, 100 freestyle, 100 backstroke, and 200 medley relay. After graduation, Tegan plans to attend the University of St. Francis. That sounds familiar to a lot of us here. We have a bunch of people up there, including her sister Paige. She's going to play volleyball and major in nursing to become a CRNA. And that's good. Congratulations to Tegan. Paige Guggenbiller is our second one, and she's the daughter of Chris and Katie Guggenbiller. Again, this is swim team. And while in high school, she was active on the swim team, volleyball team, and track teams, Spanish club, art club, student council, and she's the editor of school publications class and has won numerous academic awards, as well as being a record holder for track and swim. After graduation, Paige plans to major in marketing and minor in real estate at The Ohio State University. And that, again, that's Paige Guggenbiller. Allison Kanapke is a daughter of Joe and Kim Kanapke. While in high school, she's been active on the swim and dive teams, FFA, FBLA, Student Council, Spanish Club, National Honor Society, and has won numerous awards for FFA, academics, and has held many school offices. And after graduation, she plans to attend Ohio State University and major in either agriculture or nursing. Again, that's Allison Kanapke, Joe and Kim's daughter. And then the last one is Sage Wendell. He's the son of Scott and Kim Wendell. He's been active on the swim, golf, and baseball teams, student council, Spanish club, FBLA. He's been the boys' swim MVP for 2 years and most improved. Sage lists breaking the 500 freestroke, 200 freestroke, and 100 breaststroke records in the same year as the most memorable moments in his high school career. That's Sage Wendell, son of Scott and Kim. That's awesome, and some really, really outstanding young folks, in addition to outstanding swimmers. And again, our swim team just keeps getting better and better and better. And it's just a really, really good thing that Coach Mindy Bupp is doing with the swim and dive teams. We do need, if anybody's listening, you're kind of thinking about some stuff. Our swim team, the girls' swim team has done great. The boys' swim team has done great, except that they don't have enough swimmers to ever win a team thing because we can't get enough points. Because we don't have enough swimmers. You don't have to be a school record holder. You don't have to be the greatest swimmer in history, but you can go on that swim team and make a difference and make things better for the swim team and the school. And some years that also goes for the girls. But so if you're even remotely interested, get in on the Eels in the summertime and talk to Mindy Bupp and talk to those people that help out. It's just a really good thing to be involved in something. If you're not involved, if you're not heavily involved in the other sports going on at the time, get into something. The swim team is just a really good opportunity, and it's just a really good thing. So again, the seniors, I'll just name them again: Tegan Fortkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, Allison Kanapke, and Sage Wendell. Those are the seniors going off our swim and dive team this year. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk a little bit about this game and maybe the tournament and some other things here. Be back in just a minute or two.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Indians are getting ready to play the Wapak Lady Redskins. And let's go over a couple of things coming up. Tonight was senior swim night. Thursday will be girls basketball senior night, and the girls will be hosting the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage, and their audio will also be on the NFHS network on the video. Friday, the boys will play at New Knoxville, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Jordan Winter. And there is no NFHS. Their video is NK Telco. I don't know if we can get access to that without having their cable system, but that is the only video available is the NK Telco for Friday night's game at New Knoxville. Then Saturday, the boys will be at Tri-Village, and we'll simulcast WPGW's coverage down there. And also the NFHS video will not be available there. Don't know if they have something else like Huddle or maybe another cable company down that direction. But probably Friday and Saturday night for the boys. Unless you're at the game, you won't be able to watch it. But obviously, you'll be able to listen on Fort Recovery Radio. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the Friday night game and will simulcast WPGW. You can hear all the games on Fort Recovery Radio. Some of them are with our announcers, and some of them will be Rob Weaver or Ed Thurman, and occasionally it'll be WCSM when we can't get WPGW. So, again, that's things coming up. Real quickly, the girls were hanging in there with Wapakoneta in the JV game, but the Lady Redskins outscored us 17-3 in the final quarter, and Abby Niekamp-Dellinger the JV coach for Wapakoneta, comes away with a win here in the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. So I have a couple of, I don't know if these are final scores or not. I got busy talking with somebody and may not have gotten things correct here. But in the JV game, I believe it was, yeah, I might have messed that up a little bit for them. For the Indians, they had one person that scored 15 and another one scored 10, but I put it on the varsity list. I think it's Kenzie Fullenkamp, who's a freshman, had 10, and I believe it was Miley Mosier who had 15 for the Lady Redskins. And for the Indians, Maddie Shainline had 9, and a couple other girls had a few points here and there. But so we're getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to take another break here. We'll be back after the national anthem. Be a few minutes here.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help when you've had a loss and need help with the claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 419-375-4181.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets. Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances and Radio Shack and other brand electronics, including cords and cables, radios, boom boxes, scanners, and don't forget the batteries. Stroll's also has GE small appliances, including the all-new Nugget ice makers. Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, serving the Jay and Mercer area for 84 years.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Wapakoneta, Lady Redskins from Wapakoneta. And let's kind of go over the starters here. The starters for the Indians will be Carly Niekamp, Sophia Guggenbiller, Tally Wendell, Sage Leufold, and Cameron Mullenkamp. McKenna Hillscamp has an injury. I did not get any report on what that is, but she's out there with a big old brace on her leg and not in uniform, of course. And also Kennedy Mullenkamp had shoulder surgery from a game back, I believe, right at the end of the year. I think that was the St. Henry Battle of 119, but something like that. But she's had shoulder surgery, and she's going to be out. So two of our very best players are not playing and will probably not play the rest of this season, and we'll get into a little bit of the tournament draw and that type of thing in a little bit. For the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins, they're going to have a senior, a 5'9", Elizabeth Good, and also a 5'6 sophomore, Audrey Welsh. And yes, she is related to the St. Anthony Welshes. There's also a 5'8 junior. I'm going to try to get this right. Riley Zwelogowski. Riley Zwelogowski. I'm pretty sure that's correct. And then also a 6-foot junior, Courtney Fullenkamp. And a 5'8 senior, Madison Springer. That will be the lineups for the two teams. Courtney Fullenkamp will be jumping for the Lady Redskins, and Sage Leufold for our Indians. So we're just about ready. And here's the tip. And Cameron Mullenkamp comes away with it. Gets it to Carly, to Callie Wendell. It's over in the corner to Carly. She'll dribble to the top of the key, dribbles around to the right side to Sage in the corner, back to Carly, and she'll drive in, back to Sage. She'll drive across the lane and tries to throw it out to Callie, but Callie had moved, and it's taken by the Redskins. They get it down quickly and up and in for Elizabeth Good, and the Lady Redskins lead 2-0. Callie is bringing the ball up. And she's got a little bit of pressure, and they're calling a double dribble on her. I didn't see it, but she had her back to me, so a lot of things could happen. So it'll be the Lady Redskins ball, and it'll be Audrey Welsh triggering it in to Elizabeth Good. They had the ball at midcourt. They get it across midcourt. She's guarded by Callie a little bit there. Gets it to Zwelogowski. And back to Welsh, back to Zwelogowski. She goes in, misses, rebound to Fullenkamp. Back out to Audrey Welsh, misses a three, and Sage Leufold with a rebound. Carly gets it quickly to Guggenbiller under the basket, and she can't handle it, and it goes into our student section. So it'll be the Lady Redskins ball. Audrey Welsh has it, gets it to Elizabeth Good. And she's got it across the center line, guarded by Callie. She gets it over in the corner to Zwelogowski. She'll bring it out to the top of the key to Welsh. And over to Elizabeth Good, inside to Fullenkamp. And knocked away. She picks it back up, gets it over to Good on the right wing. She drives in too hard. And eventually the rebound comes to Carly Niekamp, and she'll get it to Callie. Callie's dribbling it out around the top, gets it to Cameron Mullenkamp. She gets it to Carly, dribbles across the lane, and got it to Callie. She's two or three feet past the three-point line, but she looked like she wanted to shoot. She gets it to Carly, and it's tipped away, but goes right straight to I believe that was Leufold, yeah, Sage Leufold. And she makes the shot. It's 2-2, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. And so she'll have a shot here to put the Indians ahead, and it goes in. Indians lead 3-2, 5 minutes, 50 seconds left here in quarter number one. It is Good with the ball, gets it across center court, gets it quickly to Fullenkamp. Back out to Welsh. She puts up a three, no good. Rebound to Fullenkamp, and she puts it up and in, and it's 4-3. Lady Redskins lead. And we get it into Cameron to Callie. She's on the right wing, tries to go inside to Sage, and off of a Lady Redskin, then off of Sage out of bounds, and the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins will bring the ball up the court. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left here in quarter number one. Indians down 4-3. It is Zwolegowski in the left corner, way off the mark, but rebounded by Welsh. Over to Fullenkamp. She puts a shot up off to the left and rebounded eventually by Guggenbiller, then knocked away by Welsh. And they tried to get the ball in to get a layup and lost control, and it will be Indians' ball. Just under 5 minutes here to go here in quarter number one. It'll be Callie bringing the ball up against Zwolegowski. A little bit of pressure. No problems, but just a little bit of pressure. And she'll dribble it across to the tried to go inside to Sage Leuthold, and that doesn't go. Gets knocked away, but Carly puts a shot up. And Sage gets the rebound, tries to get it out to Guggenbiller, and knocked away. And the Lady Redskins have it. Zwolegowski in the corner. And they go inside, knocked away. Sage has it. Callie has it. She gets it to Cam, who gets it to Carly. And it's tipped away by Good. And she misses the layup, gets her own rebound, misses again. Tries to get her own rebound again, but it rolls out of bounds right after she touched it, and it'll be Indians ball. 4 minutes and 1 second left here. We're halfway through quarter number one. 4-3, Indians down a point to the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins. And our coach was discussing something with Ben Kramer. Neither one of them seemed even remotely angry. I don't know what it was about. And there weren't any hand gesturing, so I would say it was just some little reminder about something. So Indians have the ball. Guggenbiller has it. She goes across the lane, and the official blew the whistle and waited about 2 full seconds before he made the call of offensive foul. And that is the first foul on Sophia Guggenbiller, but she'll go sit down for a little bit, and Brenna Wellman will come in to take her spot, and and she's a freshman, to Welsh in the right corner. She gets it to that was Good in the right corner, and she puts one in, and it's 6-3. Lady Redskins, 3:20 left here in the first quarter. Carly has the ball, dribbles into the lane, loses it. They pick it up, get it ahead to Good. She puts one up and in, and it's now 8-3. And I believe that is 6 straight points for the Lady Redskins. And Indians have the ball, gets it to Callie on the right wing. She puts up a three, no good. That's usually going in. Cameron Mullenkamp with a rebound. She puts it up and in, and it's 8-5. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. Indians down three. And the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins are bringing the ball up. They get it to, they're passing around. Kiara Seifring has the ball, gets it over in the corner to Welsh, and she puts it up and in. And that is a three, and it is 11-5 in favor of the Lady Redskins. Callie puts up a three. That goes in and out. Oh, that needed to go in. That was a really good shot. And rebound to the Lady Redskins. Good. Gets it over to Seifring. She puts it up and in. And it's 13-5. And we have been outscored 9-2 here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Just 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. And Callie Wendell will shoot another three, and it won't go in. She's had three really shots that usually go in, and they do not go in tonight. So Good gets it ahead to somebody and gets it back. I think she got it to Welsh and back to Good. and she puts it up and in, and it's 15-5. And the Lady Indians need a timeout, and they're taking one. It's a 30-second timeout. And so I think we'll just stay here, and we'll talk about a little bit about the tournament draw for the girls. They'll play a week from this Thursday at Wayne Trace. Wayne Trace is, I believe, the 5 seed. Fort Recovery is the 8 seed. Wayne Trace has a 12-9 record, 3-3 in their conference. I believe that's the Green Meadows Conference. And Fort Recovery is 7-13 and 2-6 in the MAC. So that will be on Thursday the 22nd at 7 o'clock. And if we win, we would play Parkway. That would be on Saturday at 7 o'clock at Parkway, who got the draw or the bye. The Indians had the ball, lose it, and the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins come down, and Courtney Fullenkamp puts one up and in. It is 17-5. Indians, the wheels are falling off right now. We've had a couple of really good shots from Callie, but they wouldn't go. Cameron goes in, loses the ball, and Wapakoneta is bringing it back down. Fullenkamp gets it, tries to throw it over in the corner to Zwolagowski, and she throws it way over her head. And it'll be the Indians' ball, minute 12 here. Indians down 17-5. And not long ago, it was 4-3. In fact, we were ahead 3-2, I believe. And so Callie will bring the ball down. She'll get it across, gets it to Bren Wellman, who I believe she was coming around Callie, and she was out of bounds when Callie passed it to her. So it'll be a minute and 2 seconds, and Elizabeth Good will bring the ball down for the Lady Redskins. Callie Wendell on her a little bit there, out past the volleyball line, tips it away, fights, and Good gets it back, and then they're going to call her for a double dribble. So it'll be the Indians' ball, 50 seconds left in the first quarter. And it'll be Carly Niekamp. She'll get it in to Callie. She's guarded by Riley Zwolagowski. And she gets it across. Dribbling out past the volleyball line. Gets a little bit of a screen. Doesn't help her much, but tries to go inside to Carly. She has it. Makes a nice move. Goes up off the glass. No good. But it will be a foul. We'll see what's on. And Carly will go to the line. It's a foul on number 22, Courtney Fullenkamp. That's her first and the second for the Lady Redskins. And it'll be Carly Niekamp going to the foul line. Her first one goes up and right straight through the net. In fact, it went so well through the net, the net barely moved. So it is 17-6, 34 seconds left here in quarter number one. And Carly gets another foul shot here. That's up and also in. 17-7. And it'll be Good going to bring the ball up. 30 seconds left here in quarter number one. She gets it to Seifring. Gets it back to Zwolagowski, way up past the volleyball line. 20 seconds left. They're obviously going for the last shot here. Gets it over to Seifring. Again, way out past the volleyball line. 12 seconds. Probably about time to start the move. Elizabeth Good has the ball now. Way out on the right wing. She'll move a little bit. It's down to 4 seconds. She's going to try to make a move at the foul line. Goes up off the glass and no good. At the end of quarter number one, it is Wapakoneta Lady Redskins 17, our Indians 7. We'll take a break and we'll be back in just a minute with quarter number two.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod filet dinner, or an 8-piece sautéed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Our Indians going into quarter number two, trailing 17-7 to the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins. Our Indians were down, I think we might have been ahead 3-2. I know we were down 4-3, and Wapakoneta scored about 8 or 10 straight. And it'll be Madison Springer with a three from the corner, 5'8" forward. And it's now 20-7. And Callie has the ball. She gets it to Sage. Sage gets it to Carly. She'll drive into the lane, tries to put it up. And I thought there was a little bit of a contact, but it ended up, she was not very far away from the basket and ended up behind the backboard and out of bounds. So not sure exactly what happened there, but it is, nobody's hollering, and it is Wapakoneta's ball. And it is Courtney Fullenkamp from the same place that Springer just made one. And it's now 23-7 back in the, down in that left corner. Carly has the ball, goes to the foul line. Tried to make a pass and took an extra step, says the official. So it'll be the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins ball. Kiara Seifring will get it in to, I believe that's Elizabeth Good. Yep. And back over to Seifring on the left side to Zwelogowski. And they get it over to Courtney Fullenkamp on the right wing. Back over to Zwelogowski. And back out to Good, way out past the volleyball line, top of the key. She's guarded by Callie Wendell. And she drives in, kicks it back out to Zwelogowski and misses. But the Lady Redskins get the rebound. They miss another shot, and this time the rebound goes to Carly Niekamp. She'll bring it down. She tried a pump fake and passed it back out to Callie, but missed. And that was taken by the Lady Redskins, and kind of a loose ball, and the Lady Redskins will call a timeout to retain possession. Be back in just a moment.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli, or call ahead at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
Back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse, our Indians trailing 23-7. Wapakoneta had the ball. They miss a layup that they should have made. Cameron has the ball. Tries to go inside to Guggenbiller. And I think they're going to call a foul on Madison Springer. Nope, I'm not sure exactly what it was, but the Indians are going to take the ball out. No foul. And Cameron has the ball, gets it to Guggenbiller in the corner to Callie. She's putting up a three. That's too long. She's missed four that she usually makes. And rebound to the Lady Redskins. They throw it away to us. And Callie, we get it to Callie on the right wing. And she puts this one through. It is 23-10. We finally got her on the board, and maybe that'll get something started. And out down dribbles Elizabeth Good, and just went down and popped a little 15-footer. And Indians have it. It is Homan, Bridget Homan, in the game now for Lady Indians. She goes in the lane, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound to Guggenbiller, and that's up and in, 25-12. 5 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the second quarter. Indians trail by 13. And it is Good with the ball, Euro step. She didn't look at the rim, and so the ball did not go in. She made a nice move, but she wasn't watching the basket. Indians with the rebound to Sage over on the right wing. Too long, and it was going out of bounds. Callie tried to save it, but we didn't have anybody anywhere near it. So it goes out of bounds, and it will be the Lady Redskins ball. Just under 5 minutes, 4:59 here in quarter number two. And they get it inbounds to Good. And she's, again, guarded by Callie. She tips it away. Good picks it back up. And Welsh has the ball now, tries to go inside, gets it to Courtney Fullenkamp at the foul line, but gets it, wouldn't let her get in there. They get it back out, and they go quickly to Good, heading toward the basket. A really nice play, but she did not make it. Callie with the ball coming down. She backs way out past the volleyball line to Cameron on the left wing. She'll get it to Bridget Homan, to Sage Luthold. She'll get it to Cameron, to Callie on the right corner. And that is in and out. Oh, man. Thought she was going to get on a run here. But now Callie ties up Fullenkamp as she's bringing the ball up. Nice defensive play by Callie. The several Wapakoneta fans thinking it should have been a foul. And if you were playing in a different league, maybe, in the MAC, which, of course, Wapakoneta is WBL, they're about the same. That is not a foul. There was a slight amount of contact and a whole bunch of holding on to the ball. We get it to Bridget Homan on the left side, off the rim, and rebound to Madison Springer. She gets it to Zwolegowski. She gets it over to, I believe that was Welsh, and gets it back to Zwolegowski in the left corner, and she makes it two. And now we have the ball, and it's Sage to Callie. Callie kicks it out to Bridget Homan. She'll back it way out, and she'll dribble down toward the corner, tries to get it to Callie, and they're going to call a bit of a push on 15, Kiara Seifring, for the Lady Redskins, Wapakoneta. 3 minutes, 32 seconds. Wapakoneta 27, Indians 12. And we tried to get it in. They tipped it out, and Carly will get it in again, this time to Callie. She'll get it across to Carly. She dribbles down into the corner, going down the baseline, kicks it back out to Callie. She went in, came back out. She'll dribble to the left side, back to the right, and just at the in the free throw circle, she puts one up, but no good. Rebound to the Lady Redskins, and a foul on the Lady Indians. That will be Sophia Guggenbiller. That'll be her second foul. That's the first foul of the quarter. Each team has one foul, and it'll be Good. Elizabeth Good bringing the ball up. Try to go inside. Welsh tries to take a shot, and it is very, very short. Might have been tipped. And I believe it will be the Indians' ball. Nope, it's going to be the Lady Redskins' ball. And trying to see who that is. It's getting it in for them. Get it into Zwolegowski. She gets it over to Welsh on the left wing. She'll dribble it out past the volleyball line, looking over at the coach. Kiara Seifring has it, and she'll kick it to Fullenkamp. She'll dribble to the left. Zwolegowski over to Madison Springer. She gets it back out to Fullenkamp. She puts up a three, no good. And rebound to Sage Luthold. She gets it ahead to Carly. Carly puts up a little runner, and it's 27-14. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the second quarter. Indians down 27-14. And it will be Zwolegowski from the left corner. And that's a two-pointer. 29-14. They've made, three different girls have made one from that corner. Zwolegowski was just about a step in, and it was a two. Sage Luthold with a three from the right corner. No good. And it's a rebound eventually comes to the Wapakoneta Redskins. They were fighting for it a little bit, and so the Wapakoneta coach calls a timeout. and we'll take a timeout with them. Be back momentarily.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
And on Friday, the Miracle Lanes on their buffet will have fish this season again, of course, and lots of good fish values all around town, plus the various fish fries, including the Wendelin fish fry. So Lady Redskins have the ball, minute 44, and tipped away by the Indians. Carly outruns the other Lady Redskin, and she goes down, puts up a layup. It does not go in, but they're calling a foul on Zwelogowski. And that'll be first on Riley Zwelogowski. And Carly will go to the line for two. 29-14, your score. That one hits the front of the rim, back of the rim, and then through the rim. 29-15. Minute 37 left here in the second quarter. And Carly will get another shot. It's up and right through the middle. So I believe she is 4 for 4, and three of them were nothing but net. So it'll be the Lady Redskins with the ball, minute 30. And it is good to Zwelogowski, to Welsh, back to good. Back to Zwelogowski at the top of the key, to Welsh on the left wing, heavily guarded by Cameron Mullenkamp. Way out top to Elizabeth Good. Over in the corner, they thought they were going to get a shot off, couldn't get it, and Zwelogowski, they're throwing it around, trying to get that open person. Seifring has it down in the corner, but it is taken away by Sage Leufold, and ahead to Callie, and knocked away by Zwelogowski, and then I'm not sure who touched. Looks like maybe Carly, they're saying Carly touched it last. She doesn't agree with that. So it'll be the Lady Redskins ball. Seifring will be getting it into Elizabeth Good. 57 seconds left here in the second quarter, and it is Good bringing it across. She gets it to Zwelogowski. She's out past the volleyball line, and they're going to call a foul on Kelly Wendell. There was some contact, but I wouldn't call that a foul. But they'll be taking it out. That's only the second foul on the Indians. Wapakoneta also has only two this quarter. And Zwelogowski in that left corner again. That one's up and in. She had her foot on the line. That's a two, but it's 31-16. Indians down 15 points. Under 30 seconds now. It is Leufold dribbling it across. Gets it to Cameron Mullenkamp, to Callie on the left. She throws up a three from down in the corner. And it's 31-19, 15 seconds left. Indians down 12. And it is Good. 7 seconds. She's way out there. Still at 7 seconds. 5, 4, 3. She puts up one from behind the arc. Behind the arc out there. And misses. Rebound Indians. Nothing they can do with the time that's left. So, at halftime, it is Lady Redskins from Wapakoneta, 31. Our Indians, 19. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians. BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Our Indians trailing at halftime, 31-19. And Callie Wendell has made a couple of threes. She has 6 points. But she missed her first four from places on the floor where she usually will make about half of them. So if we can get her going, we might be able to fight our way back into this. But right now, we are being outshot and outplayed by the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins, but we're still scrapping. Again, we're down 31-19. Some of the scoring here in the first half for the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins: Elizabeth Good with 10 points, Audrey Welsh with 3 points, Riley Zwolagowski has 6, Courtney Fullenkamp has 7, and Madison Springer has 3. I believe the other 2 points are with Kiara Seifring, but I'm not sure of that. For our Lady Indians, we have Carly Niekamp and Callie Wendell with 6 each, and Sage Luthold with 3, and Sophia Guggenbiller and Cameron Mullenkamp with 2 each. And I think there might be somebody else that might have got a point here or there, but that's kind of how the scoring is going. And, you know, we've played pretty well, but we just need to pick it up. And, again, we are playing without Kennedy Mullenkamp, who hasn't played since, I think, maybe this whole calendar year. I believe late December was when she hurt her shoulder. She went to the floor. I don't remember exactly how it went. It wasn't anything like a flagrant foul, so it wasn't like a dirty deal. But so she got hurt, and she's been out, had her surgery about a week or 10 days ago. And then also on last week, McKenna Peelskamp, freshman that's been playing really well, one of our good ball handlers. Our two main ball handlers are out. She got a knee problem. She's here with a knee brace and definitely not in uniform. I haven't talked to anybody that knew anything, but everybody that saw it thought it was probably an ACL. I have not heard anything. We are planning to talk to Coach Deitch after the game, and we'll try to find out something about that there. We're going to talk to him about not just this game, but also the tournament draw and what he thinks about our chances and what we're going to need to do. He may not be scouting Wayne Trace all that much yet, because that's 9 days away, and we still have, I believe, 2 more games to play. Maybe 2 counting this one, but we have a game tonight, this one, of course, and then Thursday hosting New Knoxville. And I think we have New Bremen again next week, so this will be our 19th, and then the two next, or then Thursday, and then next week New Bremen. So we'll be kind of watching to see how that all goes before we get into getting too excited about Wayne Trace. So I'm sure he knows something about him, and we still have 2 league games to play. So that's right now usually our focus. So again, we'll talk to him after the game about that and this game, and the report on McKenna Hillskamp. So let's take another little break here. We'll be back with a little bit more with halftime right after this from Cooper Farms.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Kalp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians are trailing the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins 31-19. We're down 12. We are at one point, we're down 15 and maybe 16 points. We've mounted a little comeback, and we have a little momentum going our way right now, but we need to really run with that and keep that going. Coming up the rest of this week, it'll be Thursday. The girls are going to be hosting New Knoxville. That'll be girls basketball senior night. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage, and their audio can also be heard on the NFHS video. Then Friday night, the boys will play at New Knoxville. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Jordan Winter. And the only video available is from NK Telco over there. So we won't have NFHS. And I don't know if you can even get NK Telco anywhere except over where they have the actual cable service. But maybe you can find it. That would be really good. Saturday, then, the boys will play at Tri-Village. And that'll be a simulcast of WPGW, and the NFHS video will not be available for that. So I don't know if they have a local cable company down there doing video, but the NFHS is not available. So Thursday, girls host New Knoxville. Friday, boys at New Knoxville. Saturday, boys at Tri-Village. You can hear all of those on Fort Recovery Radio. Thursday and Saturday will be simulcast with Rob Weaver, and Friday will be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Jordan Winter here on Fort Recovery Radio. So, again, Lady Indians are looking to try to get something going here in the third quarter. We've had some very good third quarters, but we've also had some very poor third quarters. So maybe we can get a good run going here to open the second half and kind of keep the little bit of momentum we had going toward the end of the first half, keep that going here in the third quarter. Again, Indians down 31-19 at halftime, and we've got about 20 seconds left here. And again, a week from Thursday, February 22nd, it will be our Lady Indians playing in the tournament. They will travel to Wayne Trace. Wayne Trace is 12-9. Indians are 7-13. And Wayne Trace is a number 5 seed. Indians are number 8 seed. And we hope to get something going there and have a nice run in the tournament. So Indians get the ball to start quarter number 3. And so they're trying to get figured out. And nope, somebody didn't have the button flipped, and now they say they're going to give it to the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins, and now they're pretty sure of that, it looks like. So it will be the Lady Redskins ball. And they throw it in quickly inside to Fullenkamp, knocked away, and it's going to be a jump ball. Cameron Mullenkamp got it, and then she got tied up quickly by one of the Lady Redskins. I believe that was Zolagowski. Yep. And then so now Indians have the ball. Since Lady Redskins got the ball to start with, we get the first jump ball. We have Cameron out on the right wing. She gets it into Sage. Sage gets it quick to Callie. She goes inside, up and in, and it's 31-21. Indians have started well here in quarter number three. Less than 30 seconds in, we have a basket and a takeaway. So it'll be Zolagowski gets it over to Good on the right wing. Three-pointer up, no good. Callie Wendell with a rebound ahead to Carly Niekamp. She kicks it back to Cameron Mullenkamp, to Sage Leuthold in the right corner, out to Callie at the top of the key. She's dribbling. He backs out, and she'll get it to Carly Niekamp at the foul line, to Cameron, to Callie. She gets it open on the right side, misses a three again. I believe she's 2 for 7, if I'm counting right here in my head. Rebound to the Lady Redskins. It's Good way out there, and she'll get it over to Welsh on the left wing, to Fullenkamp down in the left right corner, to Good in the right corner, and she puts up a three, no good, but they get the rebound. Quickly gets a pass across court to Zolagowski, and she misses a three, but Good with a rebound. And quickly back around to Zolagowski again. Fullenkamp inside. She makes a move, goes up off the rim three times, and rebound to Carly Niekamp. She'll dribble the length of the floor, puts up a runner, and rebound to, I believe that's Guggenbiller, but it's taken away by Springer, and they'll bring it down court. It'll be Good, as usual, bringing the ball across. She's out past the volleyball line. Gets it to Welsh on the left wing, to Zolagowski, back to Good on the right wing. Across to Zolagowski and to Welsh, knocked away by Callie. Cameron picks it up, gets it to Callie, and she'll put up a shot. No good. Carly with the rebound. That's up and in. And the Indians have scored the first 4 points here, 31-23 now. Indians only down 8, and they've held the Lady Redskins scoreless here. Carly is bugging Elizabeth Good. They try to get it inside, and Carly steals it. She loses control, tries to go inside, and just was out of control. Didn't go. Rebound to the Lady Redskins. It's Zolagowski goes down, misses an easy layup, and Indians had 4 players there and rebounded. They try to get it quickly to Sage Leuthold, and it was knocked out of bounds by the Lady Redskins. 5 minutes, 3 seconds here. Indians down 31-23, but have scored the only 4 points here in the third quarter. We get it into Cameron, to Carly. She goes across, gets it to Guggenbiller. She tries to make a move, and it's taken away. And they call a travel on, I believe that was, it was on Kiera Seifring. After she got the ball and she was on the floor. And so we get it into Guggenbiller out at the foul line, to Callie out on the left wing. She misses another three. Those, if we just got a couple of those, I think she's 2 for 8 now. If we just had a couple of those, this would be, you know, we're only 8 points down. The Lady Redskins have the ball. It'll be Seifring back over to Good in the left corner, short. And it's going to be, they say that Indians touched it. I couldn't tell if we touched it. We were there, but nobody's complaining, so I'm going to say that's correct. They get into Good, and it's tipped away and off of her hand, and the Indians will get the ball. Carly Niekamp will take it out at the end of the Lady Redskins bench. Tried to get it into Cameron Niekamp, and they knocked it away, but they call a foul on Elizabeth Good. That will be her first foul of the game and the team's first of this quarter. 4 minutes, 25 seconds. Cameron will bring the ball up. Cameron Mullenkamp, and she'll dribble across, gets it to Carly. She's out around the top of the key, gets it to Guggenbiller. She goes in the lane, puts up a shot from the right side, and she puts that in. It is now 31-25, and the Indians have scored all 6 points here in this third quarter. So went from 12 down to 6 down, and Sophia Guggenbiller goes to the line. She was fouled in the act of shooting. She can get one more point for our Lady Indians, and it does go in, and we're down 5, 31-26. And the Lady Redskins struggling a little bit here. Elizabeth Good brings it across. She'll drive down into the lane, puts one up, again short. And Carly with the rebound, and she gets it stolen from behind. Nobody told her they had players coming, so it got taken away. It's out to Good, way out past the volleyball line now. She's guarded by Callie Wendell. She'll get it across court to Seifring. She goes in, kicks it back out to Welsh, who drains a three. So it is now 34-26, lead back to 8 for the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins. And Carly Niekamp will bring it down. She'll put up a three quickly. Nobody was on her, and it's short and rebound. Fought four, and with a jump ball, that'll go to Wapakoneta, Lady Redskins. 3 minutes, 24 seconds here in the third quarter. Indians down 8 now. And Good again bringing the ball down. She's out past the volleyball line, dribbles a little to her left. She's looking to see. She drives to the foul line and gets it to Seifring, who puts up a shot and no good. Excuse me, that was Springer with a shot. And fought for, and rebound is fought for and knocked out, they say, by the Indians. And Welsh will get it in to Fullenkamp. Back to Welsh. And she'll get it out to Springer. Springer tries to drive in, and they're going to call a foul on Sage Luthold. That'll be her first foul and the team's first here in the third quarter. And the Lady Redskins will take it out under their own basket, or a little bit off to the side. And it'll be Seifring getting it in. And Callie knocked it away, and Carly ends up with it. And there, Carly stopped, and it looked like maybe Madison Springer. Yep, that foul on Madison Springer ran into her, because she stopped pretty quickly. So it's a third team foul. And Indians have it. Go inside to Luthold. She tries to make a move. Can't. Cameron has it, and she's going to try to make a move. Can't. Gets it to Carly. She'll drive toward the lane. Kicks it back out. And she's out on the right wing. She dribbles it back. Drives down toward the baseline and gets fouled by number 15, Kira Seifring. Her third foul, fourth team foul for the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins. Again, 2 minutes, 23 seconds left here, and Wapakoneta leads by 8, 34-26. We've outscored them 6-3 this quarter. And it is Guggenbiller with the ball. And gets it to Callie. She dribbles to the right, and looks like Zwolagowski will be foul with a little bit of a grab. And with the fifth foul, that will put Callie Wendell at the line. She hasn't been making her threes, but which is really good, or she's usually good at, but she can usually make the free throws, and there's her first one up and in. 34-27, 7-point lead now for the Lady Redskins. 2 minutes, 13 seconds, and Callie gets another shot. And that one is up and in. So lead down to 6 again, 2 minutes, 13 seconds. Elizabeth Good will have the ball. She'll bring it up court. Callie's guarding her out past the volleyball line again. Looking to set up a pass. She gets a screen from Madison Springer, and she pops a little 15-18-foot jumper, and the lead's back to 8, 36-28. Minute 50 here in the second quarter. Callie has the ball out top of the key. She'll drive down, kicks it to Cameron. She gets it to Carly, back out to Callie on the right wing. She tries to go inside, knocked away. Carly has it. She'll drive down toward the baseline, gets it to Luthold, gets it back to Carly. She's trying to go inside, and lots of, I thought it was a lot of contact, but definitely a lot of defense by Springer. But she puts it up and in, and it's 36-30. Indians trail by six now, minute 10 left here in the third quarter. And it is Fullenkamp dribbles down, goes baseline, and gets this one up and in. They've been coming up very short on their baseline drives, on their shots from the baseline, and that time it goes up and in, 38-30. 50 seconds left here in the third quarter. Cameron has the ball. She'll drive down, gets it to Carly in the lane. She puts up a shot, up no good, and they're going to call Sage Luthold for a foul on the rebound. That will be her second, team's third, if I'm reading this correctly. Well, it's her second. Right now they're still saying it's a team's second, so they might already had that up there. So it's second or third. 45 seconds left, and Good will bring the ball up. 38-30, Lady Redskins. Indians have gained 4 points on them this quarter. We're down 12 going in, and it'll be Springer dribbling it way out there. Welsh way out past the volleyball line. 28 seconds. They're going to try to go for the last shot here, it looks like. Lady Indians are giving them a, you know, just kind of a wave at them defense, not too strong. But Callie Wendell is all over number two, Elizabeth Good, their leading scorer tonight. And it'll be Welsh driving in the lane, goes baseline, puts one up, and it is 38-30. And it looks like we might have gotten a timeout with about a second or so. I don't know. The whistle blew with about a little more than a second to play, but they're going to the third or to the fourth quarter, so we'll take a little break. Be back in just a little bit.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians are trailing 40-30, trailing by 10. We outscored them 11-9 that quarter. We had outscored them 6-0, and we're doing pretty well. We did let them get some points. Their shots started falling. Indians get the ball to start quarter number four, down by 10, and Carly has it. Gets it to Cameron. Cameron will go in the lane, wide open, goes up and in. 40-32, Indians down eight. That lane was so clear, I could have probably made a shot. I could have got a shot off. I don't know if I'd have made it. The Elizabeth Good with the ball for the Lady Redskins. She gets it to Zwolikowski and to Fullenkamp. She gets it over in the corner to Welsh. Back out to the top with Zwolikowski. And she gets it over they're whipping around too fast. That's Welsh with a shot, a three, and rebound to Fullenkamp. She gets it to Springer. She misses the shot, but she was fouled. We'll see who that's on. That is on Carly. That's Carly's first. And Springer will go to the line. She has 3 points already in this contest. Madison Springer, the 5'8" forward. That one goes up, hits the front of the rim, and off. Score remains 40-32, Lady Redskins, 7 minutes, 7 seconds here in quarter number 4. And Springer will get one more foul shot. That one is up and around and in. So the lead is 9, 41-32. Carly gets it into Callie. She'll bring it up with a little bit of pressure from Elizabeth Good. And Callie will get it to Cameron. She'll dribble across, gets it to Carly. She'll go in the lane, put up a little jumper, off, and almost came back to her, but Madison Springer grabs the rebound, gets it to Elizabeth Good. 6:45 left here in the fourth quarter. And Elizabeth Good on the left side gets it out front to Welsh, back to they tried to get it across court, and it was taken by Sage Leuthold. And we get it to Callie. Callie puts one up. That's off. Gets her own rebound. Good hustle by Callie. Tries to put a reverse up, and it's blocked and out of bounds. Didn't see it before, but Bridget Homan is in the game for the Lady Indians. Callie gets it into Carly. Callie gets it back, puts up a three, hit the rim three times and came out. We need a couple of those to go. Man, she makes those a lot, and she, I think, is 3 for 10. Maybe even worse than that. So it is Lady Redskins with the ball. Welsh to Zwolegowski. Out on the right, she gets it back to Good. Welsh in the left corner, tries to dribble out. Tipped away, picked up by the Lady Redskins. Back to Welsh in the corner. Back out to Zwolegowski, and try to go inside to Springer. And she's fouled in the act of shooting again. She'll get to go to the line again for 2 shots. That's the second team foul for the Lady Indians here in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes, 44 seconds left. 41-32, Lady Redskins. And she makes that one, and it's 42-32. So the lead back to 10, same as it was at the beginning of the quarter, each team with 2 points. And she'll get another shot, and that one is up and in. So she's made 3 out of 4. She missed her first one this quarter, but she's made 3 in a row now for Springer. Indians have it. Cameron has the ball. She'll try to dribble down into the corner, and they're going to call a little touch foul on Audrey Welsh. That's her second foul, the team's first, and we'll take it out. Carly will inbound it from the right in front of our own bench, and she gets it to Callie. She'll drive to the foul line, puts up a runner, no good, partially blocked, and Sage Leuthold with rebound tries to get it over to Cameron, stolen away, and it'll be Zwolegowski driving in, missing the shot, but she was fouled, and that was on Carly, her second foul. But it is the third team foul, and Riley Zwolegowski will be putting it up. She hits the front of the rim, back of the rim, and then goes through. Lead at 12 now. 44-32, just under 5.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And the next one is up, off the rim. Sage Leuthold with a rebound. Fought for, I believe, that Fullenkamp, when she grabbed the ball. Nope. They're going to call. Yeah, I think they called a foul. I'm not sure. So that is, I'm confused here, so I don't know exactly what happened there. Indians have the ball. Carly has it. She's dribbling out on the right wing. She'll dribble across the key, and she'll get it to Bridget Homan. Back to Carly in the left corner. She'll drive the lane and knocked away by the Lady Redskins, and it'll be Indians ball under our own basket. It'll be Callie Wendell triggering it in. She gets it to Cameron in the left corner and quickly tied up by Audrey Welsh, and that one will go to the Lady Redskins. So again, it'll be Good bringing the ball up. Callie will meet her at center court to put a little defense on her. Seifring has it way out there. Back to Good on the left wing. Back out to Welsh behind the volleyball line. Goes over in the corner. Back to Good. Knocked away, but she grabs it. And it is Fullenkamp with a three. No good. And Springer with a rebound. Shot up, no good. And the Indians come away with the rebound. Down to 12. 4 minutes, 22 seconds left here. Carly has the ball. Back out to Homan. She puts up a three, and that is in. She's pretty good at that shot. Callie hadn't been making them tonight. Let's get her open and let her shoot them. We're down 9, 44-35. Just over 4 minutes to play here in quarter number four. And it is Welsh on the left wing. She goes to Springer at the foul line. Tries to go across, down and clear across the court, down into the right corner from the left wing, and knocked away by one of our Indians. And it will be Seifring going to trigger it in for the Lady Redskins. They lead 44-35. And it is Elizabeth Good. And she puts the ball up. Reverse layup, no good. And Guggenbiller with a rebound. And we tried to get it. She looked and looked and looked at Carly. And when she threw it, the Lady Redskins stepped right in front of it. She goes down for a layup. And it's a foul on that's on Callie Wendell. That'll be her second. 3 minutes, 41 seconds left here in quarter number four. And it will be Fullenkamp at the line, I believe. Nope, I think that's Kira Seifring. That hits the back of the rim, bounces around. No, it was Fullenkamp. So Wapakoneta came in at 8-12, Fort Recovery 7-13. Very, very similar records. And that one is up. Looked like it was going to hit the back of the rim and bounce to the other end of the court, but it caught the front of the rim and went through. So it is a 10-point lead again for Wapakoneta, 45-35. Callie has it out front. 3.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And get it to Homan. She gets it, tries to get it to Callie. And again, telegraphed her pass, so they take it away. Good had it. And Homan, I think she got complete. Everything was all ball, but they call a foul on her. And nobody's complaining. So that might have been an actual foul, but they've been calling them that way tonight, and that's okay. As long as they're consistent both ways, however they call it is okay. So it will be Elizabeth Good has 12 points. That one's up off the back of the rim. No good. She still has one more foul shot. And Cameron Mullenkamp will come in to replace Homan. 45-35, 3 minutes, 22 seconds here in the fourth quarter. And Elizabeth Good has one more shot, and that is right through the middle. And she has 13 points for the game. And Carly will bring the ball up. She'll go into the lane, little jump hook, no good. And rebound to the Lady Redskins with an 11-point lead now. And Callie really working on Elizabeth Good out there, way out by the volleyball line. And it's over to Good on the right wing, over to Zwolikowski, back down to Seifring, back to Zwolikowski, stolen by Callie Wendell, and apparently blocked by Zwolikowski. And, excuse me, they have the ball with Good with the ball. 2.5 minutes to go here, just over that. And 11-point lead for the Lady Redskins. And they'll take a timeout. And we'll just take a timeout with them. Be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians trailing by 11, 46-35. And it'll be the Lady Redskins ball. It'll be Kiara Seifring going to trigger it in for the Lady Redskins. Gets it to Welsh at the top of the key. Puts up a three, no good. And it is rebound to the Indians. Callie gets it to Carly. She'll bring it across. A little bit of a high dribble and maybe a travel. Both got away with both. And there is Callie. Another miss on a three-point shot she usually makes. We get the rebound, miss it, and get the rebound again. And it is up and in by Guggenbiller. And it's down to nine. Just over 2 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. And the Lady Redskins kind of lose track of the ball, tipped a little bit by Callie, and when Good tried to control it, it just went on out of bounds. So the Indians will have the ball. 2 minutes, 2 seconds. And the Indians will take a 30-second timeout, and we'll just take one with them. Back in just a moment.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. 2 minutes, 2 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And the visiting Wapakoneta Lady Redskins leading 46-37. Indians down nine. We have the ball at center court. And it'll be thrown into Carly Niekamp. She'll dribble down to the lane, baseline, goes up and off the rim, then to the back of the rim and back down through the rim. The lead down to seven now. Indians only down seven, 46-39, and it'll be Elizabeth Good. Minute 40 seconds left now, and she'll kick it over to Seifring, back to Fullenkamp, back to Seifring, and she'll dribble it around out there. They don't have their usual ball handlers out there with the ball. That seems odd at a time like this. Maybe, well, they should all be pretty good foul shooters. They try to go inside, and Carly Niekamp steals it. Minute 18, we're bringing it down. Callie Wendell looked at a three, got covered pretty quickly, tipped away by Elizabeth Good, and that is out of bounds in front of our bench. A little bit of a, Elizabeth Good was saying that she didn't touch it, but so you get it to Carly in the corner real quick. She puts up a three, and it is, lead is down to four. Indians only down four, minute and 4 seconds, and somebody, we took another timeout. It is 46-42, and we're going to take a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout with them. Back in just a minute.
Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Toad with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse, where our Indians have just made six quick points. And at a minute, 4 seconds left, we are down 46-44. They're throwing a long pass to the other end, and it went just a little too long, but they were able to save it from going out of bounds. But they were way out ahead of us, but the ball was too far for her to get a shot. So it is Seaford with the ball, and then to Fullenkamp, and they try to throw it over in the corner, tipped away by an Indian and off of Audrey Welsh. And the Indians will have the ball. 50 seconds. We've scored six straight, and now we have the ball again. We're down four. And she, Callie gets it into Carly. Carly will bring it across. There's nobody. Gardner, she'll go into the lane, kicks it back out to Cameron, to Carly. She'll dribble into the lane, looking to get a shot off. Gets it out to Guggenbiller. She's throwing up a three. No good. Fought for rebound, and it is, see who we call a foul on. That is on Madison Springer, 45, on the red team. And that'll be the third team foul. That's her third. Down to 30, just under 35 seconds. Indians taking the ball out of bounds. Callie need to get it in. She gets it out to Guggenbiller. She drives into the lane, kicks it back out, and tipped away. Courtney Fullenkamp got her hand on the ball and knocked it into the third row of the bleachers. And Callie will throw the ball in, 30.6. Left, Indians down 46-42. Callie with the ball. She gets it into Carly. Carly looks. She puts up a long two and off the rim. No good. Guggenbiller with the rebound. That's no good. Luthold with the rebound and throws it to Callie. And she puts in a three, and we're down 1 point. And it is 46-45, 14 seconds left. And we are taking a full timeout, and we'll take one with them. Back in just a moment.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food. Just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse, where our Indians are now only down 1 point. We have made three threes in just under a minute. We were down 10, now we are down 1, and we have caused the Lady Redskins to make some mistakes, and they've missed some shots, and they've thrown the ball away, so it is 15 seconds left. It's 15.0. They lead 46-45, and it is Seifring triggering it into Madison Springer, and the Lady Indians are there, and I think we were trying to foul her on purpose to put them at the foul line. And she, the last time, well, Madison Springer has been to the foul line two different times this half. She missed her first one but has made the last three. So it is Madison Springer. She has 6 points for the game. She'll have a couple of foul shots here. That goes up and off the back of the rim. She'll have one more. If she does make it, they will lead by two with 11.3 seconds. Right now their lead is one. And the shot is up and good. So the Indians will have 11.3. A two will tie it. A three will win it. And Carly Niekamp puts up a shot with 6 seconds left. She thought there was a lot less time. She came down and shot about a 22-footer. So they get the rebound. We foul Springer again. 3.2 now. And Fort Recovery will take our last timeout. And 3.2, and we'll take a timeout with them back in just a minute.
Stuhl Appliance and Electronics has GE appliances in stock and ready for your home. Strolls has GE washers and dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, freezers, and microwaves. For instance, get a GE 14 cubic foot frost-free upright freezer for $699, save $150. And Strolls now carries the all-new GE Nugget ice makers, so you'll never be short on ice. That's Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, serving the Jay and Mercer areas for 84 years.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Our Indians are trailing 47-45. At the end of the third quarter, we were down 40-30, so we have outscored them 15-7, but we still are down 2 points with 3.2 seconds left. We have some players with some pretty good scoring. Carly Niekamp has 17. Callie Wendell has 11 in spite of missing a number of point-blank three-pointers, I guess you could call it. And Madison Springer goes to the line one more time. And that is up and in, and the lead is 3. And she'll have one more foul shot. 3.2, lead is 3. Off, and Carly has the rebound. She puts up a three-quarter court shot that doesn't go anywhere near that. And the final score, 48-45, with a nice comeback by our Indians, but just a little short. So we'll take a break, try to go over some of the scoring, and be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians, after a really strong second half, good defense, but they come up 3 points short. Final score 48-45, fall to the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins. In the final quarter, we outscored them 15-8, and we had it within two, I believe, maybe one. We were within one. We were down 10 points. Going in 40-30 going into the fourth quarter, and it stayed around 10 with a little over a minute to go. We made a three, then a few seconds, about 20 seconds later, we made another one, and about 20 seconds later, we made another one, and the lead for the Lady Redskins was down to 1 point. We fouled them and put them on the line, and Madison Springer did most of that, and I believe in that period there she was 4 for 6. So here's some of the scoring for the Lady Redskins. Elizabeth Good had 13. Courtney Fullenkamp had 10. Madison Springer had 8, most of those from the foul line. Audrey Welsh had 8. I may have missed a couple. Kiera Seifring had 10. Courtney Fullenkamp had 10. Riley Zwolagowski, I'm not exactly sure how many she had. She had 6 at halftime, and I did not get her final number, but they had several players that, you know, they're a pretty good team. For the Lady Indians, Carly Niekamp led us with 17. Callie Wendell had 11 and missed a number of three-pointers that she usually makes. I'm going to say she probably missed 8 three-pointers from places on the floor where she shoots a very good percentage. So so that hurt us a little bit. You know, we still kept going at them. And everybody was going at him. Sophia Guggenbiller came off the bench and had, no, I think she started, had 7. Sage Luthold had 3. Cameron Mullenkamp had 4. There are some other ones, but we have Coach Tyler Deitch with us here now. We're going to talk a little bit about this game and maybe a little bit about the tournament draw that's coming up, or the draw that we got, I should say, with the game coming up a week from Thursday. And Coach Deitch, nice comeback by our girls. That last, you know, we made 3 threes in about the last minute and a few seconds, and I thought we had them.
Yeah, especially with as hot as they started out shooting at the beginning of the night, hitting those shots from that left corner really got us down into a big hole early.
Yeah, 3 different girls made one from that left corner just in 2 or 3 minutes. Wow.
Right. Yeah, that was a hot spot tonight. But for us to be able to dig our way out of that hole just shows the resilience that this group has and the belief and the trust in each other that they have in their team.
Yeah, and, you know, we have 2 of our what had been starters out.
Yeah, two of our starters all season long out. And another senior out. So we're doing this with 3 upperclassmen and then a bunch of junior or a bunch of freshmen coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Stepping up into different roles each and every game.
Yeah. So what is the diagnosis on McKenna?
We don't have anything definite yet. She has she has some imaging to do tomorrow to kind of show things for to be sure. But as far as we're concerned, we don't have her for the rest of the year. So which is devastating for her, especially with all the promise that she's shown and the growth that she's had throughout the year, being so young as a freshman and stepping up in big ways in a lot of games for us. So
yeah, she's just, and you know, she's one of our. Kennedy was our main ball handler, and then she was the main ball handler, and now we're down to our 3rd ball handler, and we're still doing very well. You know, so a lot of the kids are getting some really good minutes. They're getting some varsity practice, and not practice, but some good minutes on varsity, and it's just we're going the right way. We just can't get that W, but. When we get into the tournament, I think we're gonna surprise some people.
Right, yeah, especially with these last couple games.
Yeah, so we have Wayne Trace a week from Thursday up there. Please, everybody, get in your cars and get up there. 7 o'clock game. You have time to get up there and just get out and support these girls, because I think we can make a little bit of a run here. So what's your thoughts on the tournament draw? Have you done much looking yet at Wayne Trace?
Oh yeah, for sure. Wayne Trace was a team that knocked when I was at Parkway last year, knocked us out of the tournament last year. A bunch of scrappy guards, very very scrappy, gritty team. Mm-hmm. that can pressure the ball. With our guard experience where it is right now, it'll be a challenge for us. I think that we are definitely ready, especially with our senior guard ready to step up to take that challenge. But being able to play against Wayne Trace and then give us the 4 seed out of the remaining 4 games, whether we play the 1, 2, 3, or 4, we get the 4 seed when we win this game. to be able to give us a chance to go on to districts and show OG or Elmwood what we have here.
Yeah, and I think it's I like where we are now. It was fun that minute when we made a three. A few seconds later, 20 seconds later, made another one. All of a sudden, from them being a comfort zone with 10-point lead with a minute to go, they were only up one with 15 seconds to go. And, we put the Springer girl on the line several times, and she, in my very unofficial count, I think she made four out of the last six on the last 20 seconds or so. So, we did what we needed to do and came back pretty good. So, New Knoxville, we have them on Thursday. What are we thinking there? That's definitely a winnable game. For sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure a winnable game, especially with it being senior night.
Oh, yeah.
We'll bring a little bit different energy to the gym, hopefully.
Yeah.
We can get a big crowd out here for that to support what these girls have done for the last 4 years. So, definitely a game that we want to go out and get for these girls and show our appreciation for what they've been able to do for us, especially with we're going to have three seniors that are going to suit up that night and get Kinsey one last start.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so with her not being able to play more than a few games over these last 2 years, we're going to get Kinsey back in a jersey and hopefully get her a basket here to start the game.
We thought we had her back for the year, didn't we?
Yeah, she would have been some good depth just in experience and leadership for
you talk
team.
About gritty.
Yeah.
she's something else.
Yep.
So, man, I would love to have gotten to see her play all season. It'd have been different, and especially if if Kennedy and McKenna didn't get hurt, we'd be a completely different team. But we're playing scrappy now. I don't think anybody's going to be. Well, I hope they look past us, because then they'll be looking ahead at us.
Yep. Yeah, this is a gritty, resilient bunch for sure, which is definitely something that makes you proud as a coach is how hard these guys play, and definitely just proud to be a part of this team.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, they didn't come away with the win tonight, but I'm pretty sure the locker room was a little positive after the...
These ones sting. I mean, the closer you are to getting those wins, especially against a bigger team like Walpock, a Division I school, being able to get them on the ropes, and they did the same thing to Allen East and gave OG a really good game this year.
Yep.
So being able to take them all the way down to the wire should be a big confidence boost for us. Maybe not right now, but definitely something our girls shouldn't hang their head about. Definitely learn from it.
And something you can point at and say, if somebody's not thinking, I don't know if we can do something, look what you just did.
Right, exactly.
Tuesday night on February 13th, you gave them a good old what for in the last minute of that game. You can make some shots and change the game. So, well, we appreciate you coming up and talk to us, and good luck on Thursday, and again next week. We still have New Bremen?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Knoxville's our last game.
Oh, Knoxville's our last one, and then next Thursday at Wayne Trace.
Up at Wayne Trace, correct.
So get your cars, get everybody together, and head up there.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Hey, thanks.
Yep. We appreciate you talking to us, and we'll go over this again one more time. Indians come up on the short end, 48-45, but we outscored them in the last quarter, 15-8, and had their lead. As we just mentioned, they were up 10 points with just over a minute to go, and with about 15 seconds to go, we had made three three-pointers in a row, and the lead was down to one. We had to foul to put them on the line to see if we could make a miss and get a rebound and come down, and that didn't happen. I believe it was Springer both times. She missed the first one, and I think made the next three, if I remember correct. So they come away. Lady Redskins, Wapakoneta, come away with a 48-45 victory over our Indians. And as we were just mentioning, we have New Knoxville on Thursday here at home. Senior basketball girls senior night and come out and root on our Lady Indians. And then next Thursday, we play the 12-9 Wayne Trace. Can't remember what they are. But Wayne Trace will play up there, and that's a 7 o'clock start on Thursday night. So, again, Lady Indians come up a little bit short, but, man, what a really nice comeback to get it close. In the second half, we outscored them 26-17. We outscored them by 9 and should have, could have come away with a win, but the Lady Redskins made their foul shots. So I want to thank everybody for listening. We're going to head back to the studio now. Again, Thursday night, girls host New Knoxville. Friday, the boys are at New Knoxville, and Saturday, the boys are at Tribe Village. So get to all of those games. Of course, if you can't, they'll all be here on Fort Recovery Radio, but we do want you to get to the games, support our kids, and you know, show them that you appreciate everything they've been doing all year long, boys and girls. So we want to thank Amy Puttcutter for helping us out and getting us in here and taking care of everything, and appreciate everybody listening on Fort Recovery Radio and on the NFHS video. And we'll be back Thursday simulcast with WPGW girl as a girls host New Knoxville.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.